The following program is a JWC Media production for WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net proudly present the NAWC. Bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by...
These people are ready for a celebration.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Because 2014 isn't suddenly going to bring us the end of government corruption and the end of natural disasters. No, no, no. In fact, the only thing it's going to bring us is one step closer to the apocalypse. I mean, let's face some facts here. All of you, you're going to continue to stab each other in the back in the pursuit of money just so you can say you've got a bigger flat screen TV than all your neighbors. You're going to continue to poison the environment and be the first to hold your grubby hands out and expect donations when Mother Nature bites back and takes your homes away from all of you. And then, of course, everybody's going to continue following the latest trends rather than actually acknowledge the poverty, the death, and the destruction that surrounds us all. And while this all goes on, Bad News Barrett is going to be right here to remind everybody all about it. Happy New Year, everybody!
However, the good news is that it's 2014 and we get to try again. Or just keep on going, as it is here at the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I'd like to welcome my panel this evening. Let me start with all the way on the other side of the planet, Mr. Shane Beeman. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you all, too.
And let's see. Ah, yes, the man who had probably had the ball dropped directly on his head, Jason Block.
No, it was not dropped on my head, but I, you know, wow. And as soon as the ball dropped, so did the temperature. That's all I got to say.
I don't want to hear it. I'll give you some negative numbers here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I must introduce the last person on our panel tonight. Please, everybody, give a raspberry welcome to Gene fucking Aguilera. Welcome back, big man.
Oh, it's good to be... I heard that.
Love you
Fuck
too,
you.
Gene. Uh-huh.
See? Some things just don't change, and some things should remain the same. So, Gene, how the hell are you?
Well, been better. 2013 sucked a hell of a lot less than 2012. I can say that much. Here's hoping 2014, I mean, sucks even less than 2013.
Well, once you back your microphone down a little bit, maybe we can we'll talk about that further. What have I got? Some things that are going to suck, and you know, I hate to start with the bad stuff, but I may as well. TNA.
Ugh,
the bubble. Ship is sinking fast. We already know that AJ's out the door. We know that Jeff Jarrett has said goodbye, farewell, and enough of this shit, Slappy.
Yeah. He's gone as of Monday, right?
Correct. And I feel, I kind of, you know, Gene, I feel bad for Jarrett. I mean, this was his baby. This was something that he tried so hard to bring to life, to make real, to be some legitimate competition for the WWE. Now what?
And also the only place where he can make himself NWA champion like 10 times.
Oh, I can forgive a little bit of that if, you know, once in around 2005, 2006, he really started trying.
Fair enough. But that's also when the quality started declining.
But this was the Joe and Angle times.
Yeah, but it was also the Pac-Man Jones time.
Okay, you got me there. You got me there. Shane, does this is going to hurt TNA a whole lot more with the man who put this company together leaving? Because now it's all in Dixie's hands.
Can we just hold a funeral now for the company? I mean, I'm sorry, but I knew as soon as she did Dixieland, that company was fucked.
It's scary, Jason. You know, we like I've said in previous shows, we have talked about gloom and doom for TNA for so long, but this time I think we're right.
Well, can I actually be the voice of what's the word I'm looking for? Positivity here. But let's look at it this way. Yes, AJ went out the door. And ironically enough, you're going to see him, you know, spoiler alert here, lose the heavyweight title to Magnus and unify the belt into one champion next week on TNA. Sorry. It's been taped for months. It's been out there. Sorry. And, you know, you've got these, but I think that they're going, with this cutting course, I think they're going to try and make a lot of stars. But I also believe, as we've heard the rumblings this week, there's going to be a lot of people out the door this year because of the cost-cutting moves, including Mr. Kurt Angle, which we'll talk about an interview he did this week, right?
Yes, we will, because now that Kurt has been evaluating his options. If he is indeed as clean and sober as he says he is, he hasn't had a DUI in almost a year. Okay, he's making progress. And his competitive drive is still there. So it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that he could probably go to Vince and say, hey, you know, go ahead and, you know, let me pee in a cup and I'll show you that I want to come back. Let me have one more run.
Not going to happen.
No?
Vince hates him.
Vince hates him, but what about the doc?
There are some things, Triple H, there are some things you just can't do. You can't work miracles. Bruno was one thing. That was your one thing this year. You can't make two. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
That was his 2013, and I already have Hunter's 2014 miracle. At least I'm going to call it a miracle, and it's my early candidate for the 2014 Nikki Holy Shit Award. Regardless of how you feel about Benoit and that one horrible day, if the WWE Network indeed launches, they are going to stop editing the Benoit footage. They are going to acknowledge his existence. They are going to do what I have been asking for at least 3 years, and just put a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
And how would you word it? Gene, you first. Go ahead.
I thought they already did that, though, with the release of the Elimination Chamber DVDs. They had Benoit in the mask. They just edited any any commentary that, you know, promoted him.
See, this is the point. They're not even going to edit the commentary anymore, is how it sounds. The disclaimer, I'm guessing, will read something along the lines of, the footage presented here happened before the tragic events of June 26, 2007. You know, discretion is advised. That's all they really have to say.
Or something to the effect of, also, we at the WWE do not condone Chris Benoit's behavior at that time, or something to that effect.
Well, actually, they might not have to do that, Jason. Think about this. The donation to Sports Legacy Institute might be a tacit acknowledgement that Benoit's condition, yes, was probably caused by wrestling, but after League of Denial hit the airwaves, wrestling just has their own Mike Webster, that's all.
By the way, League of Denial, one of the biggest documentaries of 2013. And again, if you catch it, you've got to catch that documentary.
Watch it twice. I went and put the book on my Kindle.
I've just been scared off any book concerning the Benoit tragedy since reading Ring of Hell.
No. This book isn't about Benoit. This book is about concussions. In fact, I don't even think Benoit's name was mentioned. It's not mentioned in the actual documentary, which is still up on PBS.org. The book itself does not mention Benoit, although Chris Nowinski, Chris Harvard of WWE fame, is quite vocal in this book discussing concussions. Benoit's name is not mentioned at all. But if they're actually going to stop censoring and erasing Benoit from memory, they might actually get my money. I know I'm probably the most vocal on the panel, so I'm just going to go around the table real quick. Shane, if you were on the fence about the network and had the access and heard this news, would this have changed your mind?
No, it wouldn't have, because it was a tragedy that happened ages ago, and it was completely out of character for him, and they, like I said, they put it towards the wrestling and everything else. My only qualm about it was, if you're going to start doing that, then why couldn't you have just put a one second little promo of it in Randy Orton's little promo about his rise, and put their match in SummerSlam 2003 in there? Just
2004.
Or 2004, sorry.
We got the one still in Randy Orton's video package just before TLC, and the one that Stephanie showed on Monday took him out. Stephanie, I am disappointed. But to continue around the table, Gene, I know you're a little, you know, my understanding, if you've read Ring of Hell, that you would be a little bit put off by this.
No, I read Ring of Hell, and I hated that book because it was really all about one guy trashing the entire wrestling industry without any fucking knowledge of it.
Okay. I've not read the book, and thank you for saving me the time.
It's just fucking terrible, and it's like, I'll put it to you this way. He spends like half the book trashing Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, and then using quotes from Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
I can find you a better book.
If you need a dissection, Lance Storm does it better than everybody.
I could read Storm Wrestling all weekend, and I might end up doing that if it's going to be negative 20 something over the next couple of days. But back to the actual question, Gene. If you were on the fence about the WWE Network and you had the funds and you heard this news, would this have changed your mind?
To order the WWE Network?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a really tough question because, you know, at first when I was a kid and I figured out that WWE was blocking Benoit, I was like, why would you do that? Yada, yada. Because I was still in the mind of a mark.
Mm-hmm.
But as I see it, I grew older and I'm starting to see the reasons. It's like, honestly, they made the right call at the time. Because nobody real, if your company is trying to appeal to the mass marketing and to the family audiences, you don't really want to promote a child murderer.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I'm just saying that we're coming up on literally the 7-year rule here.
Well, not quite 7 years yet.
No, but by this June, it will be 7 years.
It's a tough call, really. They'll ultimately do what they want. You know, they're not stupid. They'll do what is best for business either way. Thank you, Hunter. But I already had the WWE Network back when it was on Cablevision.
Mm-hmm.
If the network was simply about that and like airing the minor pay per views, they don't have to air the big four because I know how much money that makes them.
Right.
But if it was like the minor pay per views, like TLC, like yada yada. Yeah, I would order it, but I also don't want to watch pointless, crappy news, crappy, you know, original series.
I can understand that. Now, Jason, you know, we've already discussed this a little bit, and you know my feelings about this. Now, what your thoughts on this?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's a start because you can't erase, as you said, you can't erase history. And Gene was absolutely correct. WWE had to distance themselves from the Benoit era in 2007. They had to. But now, again, it's 2014. We're almost at a generational point of people. Benoit's name is not in people's memory anymore. It's cooled down enough. As long as you don't make him heroic, okay, in that sense, and just put it out there with the disclaimer like the rumor is that's going to be, I have no problem with that. For myself, I can't afford the $15 a month or whatever it's going to be, but it would sway it my way. It would sway it. It's tough.
I'm somebody who doesn't like to spend a lot of money I don't like buying extra channels to begin with. I mean, I barely have enough on my satellite setup just to make sure that I get the primary shows. But this has my attention. If I'm going to give it a couple of months, if the network launches. Now, granted, they're going to be announcing this in a week. And it sounds like that they've, you know, maybe they've got all their ducks in a row. I'm going to give it a couple of months, and I'm going to find out what exactly they're going to do. If they are going to stop editing, and I'm talking everything. The only concession I'm going to make is that they can tell Our Lady Peace, we will not use your version of his entrance music. We will use the Jim Johnston remix that was your base for Benoit's theme, whatever. So I'm all for that. This is one time I don't mind the music changes, but I don't want the commentary changed. I don't want camera angles to change. This is history. If WWE was running your history class, do you realize how quick you'd get through it using this logic? I'm trying not to use Godwin's Law. I really am trying not to use Godwin's Law. But I just want history intact. This is closure for me. I know a few people are going to keep screaming, child murderer. Yeah. Go watch the documentary. Go read League of Denial. Chris Benoit is the Mike Webster of wrestling and is the man who opened everybody's eyes to concussions. He died with CTE, which causes crazy, erratic mood swings that can lead to this. So, thank you, WWE. I'm not glorifying the man. But I understand a whole lot better why. If that sends me to hell, I'll shake his hand while he's going on the up escalator to go see Eddie. On to happier things. We have other monsters on the horizon.
Oh, yes, we do.
As we all know, Dave is looming in the shadows. He's only a couple of weeks away.
And I could not give less of a shit.
Just because he's old enough to be your father, Gene.
Because he's old enough to be your father. It's because I don't give a rat's ass about Dave.
Well, but hold on, though. You have to give Dave credit for seeing what using the WWE as a launching pad for some of the movies that he's doing. I mean, this is the biggest movie he's doing in Guardians of the Galaxy, okay? And the fact that he's going to use the WrestleMania corridor as a promotion, in a way, is awesome. I think it's great. I think The Rock made $1.5 billion last year in the movies during the time, you know, and a lot of those movies were in the WrestleMania corridor. So
yeah, Dave's smart. Dave's smart like Bull. Strong like Fox. No, Dave's got it right. And of course, he's got the perfect ear for it, because all he had to do was dial up the doc and say, "Hey, Evolution buddy, hey, remember how you helped me? You know, and I helped you. We had some great battles together. How about you let me come by for a couple of months?" Shane, what do you think of Dave coming back?
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, Gene was talking about miracles before. Well, you had Dave Bautista, who said he couldn't be in WWE because his character's not PG, yet Triple H has managed to pull off the miracle of getting him to come back, even though it's still PG. I don't know what he's going to be doing for Mania. I just don't want him winning the Royal Rumble as people are rumbling about. It's like, no, please, God, no.
He's already won one. He doesn't need to win another one.
Tell that to John Cena.
Tell that to Stone Cold Steve Austin, but that's just
and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan.
And Randy Orton. Oh, wait, no, Randy's only won it once. Let's keep it that way. However, I am going to speak of another monster, a monster that I am well acquainted with, who was brought back by the good graces of the evil boss, Dr. Levescu, to show you that there is no heat over his arm kayfabe being broken twice, or kayfabe breaking Shawn Michaels' arm, or kayfabe beating the holy hell out of him in the last couple of years. In fact, he even forgave my Uncle Paul's transgressions of making fun of his wife, picking on his daughters, because you can't leave that kind of money on the table if you can get Brock Lesnar to come through your door. And Gene, the first thing he did was he murdered Mark Henry.
I have no problem with this.
I didn't think you would. Jason, you made an observation that you know, Lesnar seems to be in even better shape than he has been in previous appearances.
Yeah, I don't see the paunch, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think there may be a reason for that, too. And it's not necessarily wrestling related.
Is it diverticulitis?
No, it's the fact that he is rumored that he wants to be a two-sport athlete, you see. And he wants to do wrestling and MMA.
Ambitious of the man. Very yes. ambitious of the man. I don't see it happening. But, you know, more power to him. If it gets him in even better shape and makes him do things like pick up Mark Henry without any assistance.
That's a big that was a big lift. Not for nothing.
Putting a 400-pound man on your shoulders without any of his assistance, because Henry didn't dead-ass him, but Gene, he didn't help Lesnar much either.
No, he kind of sandbagged him, to be honest.
I didn't think it was much of a dead-assing, but then again, I don't think anybody can dead-ass Lesnar, because you will find a way to pick your ass up.
Yeah. Or else you'll end up like Bob Holly.
Ow. Ow, 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 ow.
And I'm sorry, but the thing is that when you see Lesnar, you're just saying to yourself, oh my goodness, it's controlled chaos, because you don't know if he's going to snap for real. That's the scary part.
And that was his appeal 10 years ago. This is one of the things that I loved about him. He scared the living shit out of me. Despite my uncle having the leash, he gave it a lot of slack and just smiled at you. And then let Lesnar kill everybody.
Spike Dudley, the Hardys, The Rock, The Undertaker, Zach Gowen.
Hogan.
Yes, he even got to kill Hogan.
To my delight.
He made Hogan tap out, if I remember correctly.
I thought that was Angle.
That was Angle.
Okay.
That was Angle. I was there.
And that's why he became comfortable with taking his wig off. It was like, fuck you, I made Hulk Hogan tap out.
Yes. So, you know, Lesnar's charisma in that department, the fact that he scares the shit out of you. Even though, you know, he's older, wiser, hopefully, richer, somehow happily married, and somehow Sable survived that. Never mind. Let's see. Shane, what do you think of my dear Uncle Paul's pet beast?
Well, that's just exactly what I think of him. He's a beast. I mean, Jesus. There was no assistance there whatsoever, and he dropped Mark Henry like a sack of shit. But it's all good. I'm sorry, if anyone thought that was me being racist, no, that was just the first thing that came to mind, sorry.
It's good though, but wow.
No, you're fine.
And now with what they're hinting at for next week's Old School Raw, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait.
I found it interesting, too. My dear Uncle Paul explained that there was no heat. And the sole purpose of their return, which Uncle Paul does have a good eye for business, is essentially he wants to murder Randy Orton.
Wait, I have what?
The promo essentially said, between my Uncle Paul and Lesnar, it was essentially said, we're not waiting in line. We're going after Orton.
So does that mean that they're face now?
Well, he didn't necessarily say that. He said they're going after the winner of Orton versus Cena.
Again. And, Gene, may I F-bomb?
Go ahead.
That Orton Cena match better not fucking main the Rumble. There's a reason why it's called the Royal Rumble. That is the fucking main event.
You mean like last year when Punk Rock main evented?
In 2006 when Angle Mark Henry mained.
To be fair, about the 2013, the 2013 Royal Rumble, I would have rather had Punk Rock main event than watch Cena close the show.
Go ahead, Shane.
I was going to say, and to be fair to the Mark Henry Kurt Angle thing, that actually did lead into the awesome return of The Undertaker.
And, to also advocate it, they had a stunt with the ring, because they did the trick where Undertaker supposedly broke the ring out from under Angle, which was a great visual, but couldn't we have saved that for SmackDown?
Well,
that was $50 down the drain. Joy.
So, let me see what else. Oh, I better talk about this because this is what a lot of people have been talking about. And that is the end of the show. Gene, did you have any Righteous Rage you wanted to start with on this?
I don't have rage as much as I do confusion. There's a lot of confusion. Just really, why? I'm not mad or anything. I'm just curious why.
That's the beauty of the angle. But Jason, you thought you might have an explanation or two?
I do, actually. First of all, to set up what actually happened, if I may, Nikki.
Go ahead.
Okay. During the show, which, by the way, was a half-crew show because half the crew was doing a house show, so there was no Cena, no Orton, and a lot of other things, which probably why the show was so awesome. No.
Yay.
Yay. So the ending was a gauntlet match.
Right.
And what happened was is that Brad Maddox said, okay, I want... earlier on, Daniel Bryan said, I want Bray Wyatt. And Maddox said, uh-uh, you're going to do it this way. You'll get Rowan first or Harper first?
Harper.
Harper first. Then if you beat him, you get Eric Rowan. Then if you beat him, you get Bray Wyatt. So at the end of the show... You had two awesome matches where Daniel Bryan was beat to hell, but he actually beat both Rowan and Harper. So Bray Wyatt gets in the ring, and it turns into another normal 3-on-1 squash. You know, 3-on-1 DQ squash.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was is that Bray Wyatt makes a comment about, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be this way. I don't want to hurt you. And then he said, you know what? You're right. He says, no matter how many times the crowd chants yes, I can't get anywhere. The machine won't let me win. You're right. And he leaves with the Wyatts, and he asks to join the family, which made the IWC blow the hell up. No?
Let me summarize.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's where it gets interesting. There's two schools of thought on Brian doing this. One, of course, the machine. The fact that he knows that with the authority, he's not going to get any further than where he is on the card. The other reason. And it just freaking flew out of my head. Oh, come on, Nikki. What was it?
Was it the rumored WrestleMania match you're talking about?
Well, the teaming up with the Wyatts is going to elevate the Wyatts. But there's also talk that since Bray Wyatt considers himself a monster... that there might be a monster that's not too pleased with somebody trying to take his spot.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
I thought you were talking about Corporate Kane.
It could lead to that too, but with word coming out that Taker actually wants to work Bryan, and per WrestleChat, WWE is a little nervous about giving Taker to Lesnar. This could be beautiful.
Also, because this isn't 2003 anymore, and Taker really can't be in the ring with Lesnar.
Yeah. Ah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Chat room saves me. What Bryan could have been doing by joining the family is what the trope is called, I surrender, suckers.
Ah.
This is how I'm going to infiltrate the Wyatt family and sunder it from inside. After all, trying to beat them from the outside would be gimmick infringement to the other three-on-one feud.
Pay attention to me!
Yes, exactly.
Where did you even find that?
Go look up Nerdist and their bowling tournament against WWE guys. Punk was losing his mind because his bowling skills were going away because people were ignoring him. So he got wonderfully frustrated and screamed that at him. It is a thing of beauty. You must watch this. So,
you know, because there are rumored matches for Bryan and Taker and Cena all over the place now.
Yeah. It's just, you know, there's all kinds of speculation. A lot of the matches are kind of screwy. Just because there's so many different ways we can go right now. If Bryan is going to break up the Wyatts, he could do so as quickly as the Rumble. Bray Wyatt has a new toy. He's going to bring his new toy with him to the Rumble. He's going to play with his new toy in the ring. While everybody else is focused on the Wyatts, Bryan's running around and taking care of his own business. Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan are your last two. Wyatt dares Bryan to throw. Crowd's going bonkers at this point. Wyatt grabs Bryan, hauls him towards the ropes. Bryan grabs Bray, turns him around, and we lose the roof on the building.
Yes! 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 Yes!
While Wyatt loses his mind on the floor.
And then Bryan Orton for WrestleMania.
I'm okay with this. Bryan can carry Orton through a decent match. Bryan can carry anybody through a decent match.
But the possibilities are... Aha, fine.
Oh, for crying out loud. That was early.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I have received an email from an anonymous iPad with a My Little Pony bezel on it.
Well, it looks like we found Jim's iPad.
Oh!
Wait, but this troubles me, though.
Why?
Done at eye repair?
Gene?
You know, Gene, I never really missed you at all, you son of a gun.
Look, you're the one that paid me, and I can't refuse a service.
Can't refuse money either, you're a wrestler.
I think you're confusing me with somebody else. I'm not into that kind of shady dealings, but okay. Time choice.
Ponies.
Let me just see this iPad. Give me a second here. Old school Raw would have been more old school if Mae Young could actually make it. Please pray for her, even if she is out of hospice.
Amen to that.
Old school Raw is suggesting a lot of interesting names and faces, but you know that the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, couldn't do this without his evolution buddy. The email then ends with woo going on for about 15 lines. RGM is a doofus. But I think we need to take a minute here. Time out. Restrooms are open. The vending machines are plugged in. Gene, use exact change, please. Do not kick the damn thing again.
It stole my money.
I will call the guy. I'll call the machine company Monday morning. It's 85 cents. Don't panic. We'll be back in a few minutes with some more news.
How many websites do you use to get your fix of wrestling news? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. Brett Clendaniel and his staff bring you up-to-the-minute wrestling news and views all day, every day. And WrestleChat.net is home to great podcasts like WrestleChat Radio, The Still Real to Us Show, and the North American Wrestling Connection. For the best in wrestling news and views, there's only one site to turn to. WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat. It's where it's at.
Unlike my cohorts here, I brought gifts.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yes. I have every running gag in BS Big Show history rolled into one big mess for us. Tim Tebow and Andy Reid holding TC and Benoodles while writing Pinkie Pie, who suffered from those three letters everybody hates. A-C-L! And what's that protruding from Pinkie Pie's dumper? Of course it's the 200th episode commemorative Turkey Baster!
Oh, shit! Wow!
Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't write this sh**.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because you forgot half a douche. That's what you forgot. You forgot.
The BS Big Show, only on CLWA3.
In the year 2000, while struggling with bipolar disorder, I attempted suicide. By the grace of God, I survived. Today, I am living a full life, reaching out to anyone who may be feeling trapped or hopeless. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
CLW 83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW 83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW 83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com, the newest way to tune in to the CLW 83 Network, online, on demand, and on the go.
Having breast cancer has changed the way that I approach my research. Through funding by the Susan G. Komen Career Catalyst Grant for my research, we've been able to establish a preliminary blood test for breast cancer. I am Christy Eglund, and I am Susan G. Komen.
Help save lives. Visit IamSusanGKomen.org.
back on the North American Wrestling Connection is sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Nikki Heyman here with Jason Block, Shane Beeman, and Gene fucking Aguilera. We mentioned just before the break the potential of Daniel Bryan somehow running afoul of The Undertaker. I know that Muckamuck is drooling over the possibility. Shane, you seem excited about this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I just think it's a great thing for Daniel Bryan. I mean, Undertaker, the most respected man in the back, and Daniel Bryan, who's been humiliated week after week on TV, getting called a B-plus player, and he's got the man that rules WrestleMania coming up and saying he wants to work with him at WrestleMania. How much of an A-pluser are you now?
Let me just get Bryan's answer for that, if this indeed happened.
Yes! 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 Yes!
And I think the crowd would do the same. Gene, your thoughts on that?
I really have no opinion on it.
Okay.
Not for now. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a great match. But, you know, it's rumors for now. So I'll wait till... I'll wait till the official ruling to make a judgment call.
Fair enough. Jason, if this was going to be on the WrestleMania card last year, would you have wanted to see that?
Yeah. I mean, put it this way. Last year's WrestleMania card, that was the only good match on the show, Punk Undertaker. Sorry, Brock and Triple H and all that stuff. But, and God, let's not hear the rumors about 31 happening, which I've heard too. Please let not that happen. Thank you so much.
For those not in the know, well, I'll just throw that out there real quick. For those not in the know, Rock is making noises that he might come back, and we will get Rock Cena. Here we fucking go again.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere along the lines of what The Rock said of saying that he'd go against him and Brock at WrestleMania 31. But
I don't know. I do not want The Rock and John Cena in any iteration or combination in the ring ever again, because we've already done it. We've done it two or three times, and it starts losing its patina after a while.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, Nikki. You're being a bit nice there. Can we just be honest? Rock versus Cena, both times blue.
No, the matches were nothing. The matches were nothing. I mean, it got Joe Q Casual Fan to show up, and they made a shit ton of money, so it didn't matter how the match went. But to be honest, I'm here, you know, I want to watch wrestling, and I want to see a good match, I want to see a good story. And Rock Cena is no longer a good story. I want, you know, if Cena's gonna go do something, I hope they stick to the rumor that he gets to go beat up the Wyatts.
With Hogan.
That's
true. It hasn't been a good story since April 2011.
Pretty much. And speaking of Hogan, yes, there is. They are talking. And be afraid. Be very afraid. Hogan might show up.
It makes sense, because all the rumors about Hogan are interesting to me. I mean, would I like them? No. But do I respect them? Yes. Rumor is Hogan Piper, which would be a full circle from 1 to 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also one about Hogan, Cena, and Bryan going against the Wyatts. And that protects Hogan from not doing much in a six-man tag,
mm-hmm.
Right. So, and that's fine. And it would be a very interesting shock if Hogan, say, showed up Monday night on Old School just to blow people's minds against the national championship game where your Florida State Seminoles go against Auburn, correct?
Yes, and to this, I thank technology for picture-in-picture. Otherwise, I would be very perplexed at which I was going to watch. The video for Old School Raw, by the way, has shown some, had put a bunch of interesting faces out there. You know, we already know that Mae Young's not going to be able to make it, but thankfully she's doing better. A lot of the usual suspects, IRS, Ted DiBiase Sr., Piper. I saw Scotty Tuhati in there. What?
So Rikishi in there.
That makes sense to me, just because his sons are there. And so if those three dance again, I'm sold.
You had DDP in there?
Yeah, which Damn. Please. I want him to walk out with Scott Hall or Jake the Snake.
Well, it won't be Jake the Snake, because Jake's posted on his Twitter account that he has not been contacted by WWE to make an appearance.
That's a shame. If he's doing better, I think they should give him the opportunity. But that's okay. I just hope that DDP, you know, is going to do more than just promote his, to go out there and shill his yoga. No offense. I don't need a match. I just need him to show Randy Orton how to do the frickin' RKO. Or shall I say Diamond Cutter.
Mm-hmm. And you saw the New Age Outlaws in there and Ric Flair. Thank you so much.
As the GM mentioned, so I'm hoping that the doc is going to have his idol on a short leash. Although this might be another one of those, I need the money, brother. The other thing we touched on just before the break, and may come up for some fun on Old School Raw, is the whole Punk and Shield situation. Shane, did you watch SmackDown, and did you see their promo about how they doth protesteth too much?
Oh, that I did. I was actually watching that before we started the show, and it was brilliant. I mean, Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, definitely two big future stars in the business. And the way they played off each other, it was brilliant. Just with Dean Ambrose saying that if people's egos, and then patting Roman Reigns on the back, and then with Roman Reigns saying, well, there are no weak links, pause, look at Dean Ambrose, because we're still strong. Like, yeah.
I admit to yelling at my TV, I cannot wait till this blows up. I don't want to see the Shield broken up, because I've had so much fun watching them, but watching Ambrose and Reigns killing each other at a pay-per-view is money to me. Gene, you want to see this?
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Jason, are you enjoying this dynamic? The fact that Punk probably doesn't have to do anything else because the Shield is slowly starting to crack.
Punk is just, you know, he's like the artiste who's like chiseling the small cracks before the dam bursts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember we talked about this 2 weeks ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where we saw the extended version of the Royal Rumble commercial. And you said that Roman Reigns had charisma for days in that commercial.
His voice was so smooth, and I think Trista is still recovering.
Yeah, what was the line? I'm not interested in justice.
No. I'm all about justice. But tonight, it's going to be all about just us.
Yeah, melt. You know, exactly.
Melt. I'm just, you know, I'm blown away. I already know what Ambrose can do. Reigns has been impressing me in recent months. And the fact that they're strapping a rocket to his back. And the fact that he gets the bonus of beating up his cousins.
Yeah, there you go.
Samoan violence is a thing of beauty.
But he's got charisma for days. He really does.
He does. And Ambrose is going to be that is just going to be that creepy little heel, that Peter Lorre-esque villain that, you know, everybody takes a couple of steps to the left when he shows up. That kind of guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's just so beautiful. And
That's going to make for a very interesting year for Roman Reigns.
For Reigns and Ambrose, because Ambrose just wants you to pay attention.
When I talk, you should listen. When I have a headset, when I have a microphone, you should listen. I say important things. When I talk, people listen for a reason.
That lovely, rambling evil.
Yes.
I just, oh. Okay. Composure. I think we've covered most of what I had on my list, although I've got there. I wish I had the picture handy. Hot Topic jumped on crowd meme, if Cena wins, we will complain about it online.
Oh, that was beautiful. That's a great shirt.
I've seen a picture of Cena wearing it.
Are you kidding me?
I am not making this up. It is somewhere on the boards. I have some boardies on right now. If you guys can find it in Picks and Gifts, post it. I want to show it to Jason. Cena's wearing it with a great big smile on his face.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it.
Yes, and the answer is doofus.
No, the answer is self-aware. That's the difference.
Yeah, you know what or can you say self-deprecation?
Yeah.
Okay, a self-aware doofus.
Yeah, a self-aware doofus. I love it.
Well,
it's awesome.
He's a great big kid. We know this.
Yeah.
He is a great big kid. And, you know, he loves what he's doing. We already knew that.
He's a big kid now.
Oh, jeez, not like that. Although that was...
Can you say soundbite?
Yes. That was good.
Here we go. Actually, I've... Google is such a wonderful thing.
Oh, dear.
Just for you, Jason.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Let me take a look at this. Hold on. Wow! Yes!
Self-deprecation at its best. John, I love you for this.
Seriously, John. No joke. That's beautiful.
Who didn't see this coming?
I love it. I'm surprised we still... I've never seen him wear the Let's Go Cena Sucks shirt.
Oh, come on. Now, we've seen John Cena do this in the past. I mean, he stood next to the We Hate Cena guy. It's like, hey.
With this great big smile on his face because he knows, I'm still getting a reaction. I ain't going anywhere.
Also, you have to believe he's making some money out of that t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. And so, you know, he's going to get on his phone and order another 10,000 of those, just like he did his white shirt.
And he's still got $250,000 on his credit card limit, that's for sure.
So IWC, still think you're bringing him down?
Yeah, right.
Your move, Internet.
Yeah, right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow, right on. Right brilliant. On.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, good grief.
So with this lovely laugh to start the year, we've got this whole year in front of us. Oh dear. Okay, stop that chat room anyway. We have a lot of year in front of us. And even though Stat Boys made a few predictions and I postulated something for the Rumble, we had to take a peek into our crystal ball and see what could be happening down the line. Shane, you got any big predictions for this year?
Big predictions for this year. If this Daniel Bryan versus Undertaker thing is for real, I predict Daniel Bryan ends the streak.
Oh, damn.
Okay, that would be the largest piece of respect ever doled out in the wrestling business, bar none.
And can you imagine? I just want everyone to sit back, relax, and imagine WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan's just beaten the Undertaker streak. Imagine the crowd going off its fucking head. Like, that stadium will not be standing.
And
just so.
There won't be anything left of Carl either. I'll have to get a new engineer.
It'll be the biggest rub in the history of the wrestling business.
Yeah.
And then a big slap in the face to whoever's in the main event, because your match doesn't mean shit anymore. Everyone will just be like, thank you, bye-bye, we're going.
It'll be 25 all over again. How do you follow Undertaker Shawn Michaels, Hunter?
Yeah. Hunter said that in his documentary.
How the hell am I supposed to follow that?
The answer is book him as the main event next year.
Which is what they did. I have a couple of them, actually.
Go ahead.
One is for the WWE Hall of Fame. I think we get Savage this year.
I think Landy's finally backed off enough that we could get Randy Savage this year.
I've heard, because of this new DVD that's coming out of Ultimate Warrior, that we're going to get Warrior this year as well, so...
Well, that's true. One of the things that Warrior, one of the reasons that Warrior even agreed to do 2K14 is he wanted an apology.
And I think he got it. He may have. I don't know.
I think he did. And they're going to, the next Warrior DVD will be the apology for Distrocicity.
Yeah, for the destruction of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And here is the other one. I think we're going to have another CM Punk contract negotiation problem. Because remember, his deal expires this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's going to re-sign. It's 50-50 in my eyes. I say he does, but it's going to be a shorter deal. 1 year, maybe two. If that.
He's admittedly beat up, and he's been doing this for a while. He is set for life. I mean, he could go kick back and buy himself some season passes to the Cubs games because they're cheap, and just watch baseball for the rest of his life. He'd probably be happy.
I don't know. It's not like Punk has any complaints now.
He might still have a complaint of having to walk around barefoot in an arena a couple of weeks ago.
yeah.
I don't care. That was still funny.
Speaking of which, did you know that they're actually releasing a DVD of stuff like that?
Oh, we touched on it. I think we touched on it last show, but if they do release this DVD, I'm hoping that they get some of the other choicy bits. Not only stuff like that. I want Hunter's birthday celebration where the entire roster threw cake at him.
Uh-huh.
There's one that I could end up on, one of the many DX bonus intros where they're like, okay, guys, you know, the cameras are already off. You know, it's after 11. I'm hoping they'll do the one from Detroit. Anyway, there are tons of bonus matches. There are tons of bonus stuff. I've been to enough shows that... You know, there's miles and miles of stuff that they could put on this DVD. Hell, they could put a bunch of stuff that happens on SmackDown in between, you know, the stuff that they cut. If you've ever been to a SmackDown taping, there's always bonus stuff.
It's called The Name of the Show, and here is the release date of the show is April 22nd, is this DVD. Hold on. Let me take a look. This is from a very good site called WrestlingDVDNews.com. Take a look.
Okay. So, there's a couple of backstage things I can think of that I would love to see, that I got to see in person, at least. One of them would be from a SmackDown in 2004, after Eddie got the better of JBL, the night Eddie stole JBL's hat.
Yes.
After the cameras stopped rolling, quote unquote, JBL gets on the mic and starts screaming for Eddie to come back out, and gets The Undertaker, and gets tombstoned.
isn't that the one where you basically say, I don't have any beef with him, he's going to kick my ass, that one?
It's, Mr. Bearer, please tell The Undertaker I don't have a beef with him. And the crowd gets louder and louder and louder. He just turns to the crowd, stop cheering for him, he's going to kick my ass! He's done that more than once. He did that at this particular SmackDown. He did it in another SmackDown, the one right after Survivor Series that led up to a Fatal 4-Way. It was him and Eddie.
Booker T and Taker.
Yes, and this was the night of the I don't speak Spanish, I don't speak Ebonics, and I don't speak Monster. When the cameras turned off, Eddie left. Booker left. Taker didn't move. Somebody got tombstoned. there was a Raw I went to that we had a bonus match with. I don't remember who was with who. I think it was Hunter and Flair against Batista and Shawn Michaels. I know that Hunter and Shawn were on opposite sides for this because of what happened. There was a little kid screaming in the crowd over by Hunter's corner, and he kept pointing at the kid and telling him to shut up. You know, we're trying to work here. Shawn jumps off the apron, runs over, picks up the kid, runs around the ring with him, and Hunter chases him. Put that on the DVD. People will love it.
And you know for sure they're definitely going to put Ric Flair's farewell on there, because even though he went to TNA, we still hate you for that, Rick, by the way, but he's still got a great reaction, Undertaker coming out and showing respect to Rick. That was brilliant.
That was really well. And Undertaker showing respect to Rick, which was great. And with the success of the War Games DVD, and the Best of Nitro Volume 2, there's going to be another WCW set, which is the way they should be doing this, of Best Puppy pay-per-view matches, which is good. That's the way they should use the library, don't you think?
Who said WCW was dead? You liars.
And who said WCW ruins everything? They're still making money.
Yeah, just all of it is going to Vince.
Admitted. Admitted. Gene, I forgot to ask you about a prediction. Or did I ask you already?
No, you didn't.
Predict away, sir.
For 2014?
Yeah, something in the wrestling business is going to happen this year.
Is it too late to say TNA dies?
No, but we were going to agree with you, because I wasn't going to press the button.
Wrong!
That's not the right one.
What the hell is that?
That was the wrong button. Right idea, wrong button. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, Gene. I had to make sure, since you're back, I have to have the appropriate sound effect for you.
Wrong!
There we go.
But it's not this time.
No, this time I think you're right. I don't think TNA is going to exist by the end of 2014.
Oh, God. Where's Wade Barrett when you need him? Jesus Christ.
My, let's see, my predictions for 2014. I think the rockets that are strapped to Biggie Langston and Roman Reigns are going to pay off in spades.
Well, I think, actually, oh, sorry.
Well, one or the other is going to be a main eventer by the end of the year.
It's funny you do say that because WWE.com has actually put up a list of 12 or 14 stars to look out for in 2014. Oh, sorry, 10 warriors to watch in 2014.
And they're two of them.
And they're two of them, yes.
I don't need the website to tell me that. Biggie's got charisma in places where most people don't have muscles.
Well, the sad part is, and I don't know if this is a sign that we should take, that Dolph Ziggler is officially screwed, but he did not make the 10.
I'm kind of not surprised, but here's hoping.
Titus O'Neil made it over Dolph Ziggler. Damn.
Ouch. That might be my personal bias, though. Titus O'Neil went to Florida. Anyway.
Summer Rae made it over Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh. Although that gives me hope for the Divas division.
Yeah.
Two Divas actually made it on that list. It was Summer and Brie.
Where's Naomi?
What is this hope you speak of?
Excuse me while I just end that thought.
Well, you know who I think is also going to have a banner year? And I think that's going to be AJ Styles in Ring of Honor. I think he's going to be there the entire year, and he's going to make that place go nuts. I don't think it's a work. I don't think he goes back to TNA. I think he stays in Ring of Honor and has some amazing matches with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. He's already cut a promo on Roderick Strong. So we know he's down there. If I have a prediction for this coming year, well, I already mentioned, Roman Reigns and Biggie Langston are going to be major players by the end of the year. Titus O'Neil does have a great deal of potential. He has improved exponentially since NXT 2. I'm hoping that the Usos are going to finally become tag team champions. They've only been doing this for 5 years. They've only been on TV for 5 years. Throw these boys a bone. Seriously. I want Goldust to stick around a little bit longer. I'm hoping that Zenmeister is showing up at the Rumble, as the rumors are mentioning.
Do you think Jericho shows?
I don't know. They don't really... WWE needs him more than he needs them. Plus, he's got an album in the works, so I don't know if he'd be able to stop by.
Okay, here's the $64,000 question. Mm. I know it's early, but does the network launch in 2014?
The fact that they made the Benoit announcement, they've got a lot of confidence in it. This could actually happen. And if you make yourself look like a total ass at CES, that's going to kill more than the network. That's going to put a company-wide ripple, because now you've got the attention of a lot of non-wrestling investors. If your network bombs, your sponsors are going to go, "Oh shit, I'm out." This is just, you know, the network goes down in flames.
Oh shit.
People, you know, if this fails, a lot of people are going to run. This isn't like XFL or the WBF where it's, oh, that's a novelty project. This is something they've been trying so hard to get off the ground, and they might have their formula in place. And the fact they went so far as to let fans know, hey, we'll even show you Benoit if you spend the money on our network.
Proving just how far WWE is willing to go to make a buck.
For the preservation of history, they have my money, Gene. First, I want to hear the commentary. So, we'll see. But this,
they might redub the commentary, though.
If they do that, then they will lose me as a customer very quickly. There's a reason why I did not. Why a lot of WWE merchandise DVDs do not fly off the shelves in my direction. I would sooner go find the older New Year's Revolutions to see Benoit in the chamber than buy Satan's Prison. I might be in the minority of all this, but I'm just, you know, I'm all for the preservation of history, and I'm going to leave it at that. Because I would like us to at least go out with a smile, even if we're just telling each other to fuck off. I have two New Yorkers in here. I knew that was going to go somewhere. Gene, do you have anything to plug besides the fact that you're fucking back on my panel?
I will, of course, plug the WrestleCrap Sports Digest, on which I'm a regular panelist. I'm going to plug the upcoming World of Unpredictable Wrestling show on February 15th, as well as encourage any of my fans, all three of you, to go buy the DVD of the last show. It's pretty great. You will see our very own Tina San Antonio facing off against the CMLL World Women's Champion, Marcella. It's a great match. Check it out.
All right. Jason, I know you got a bunch of stuff to promote.
Yeah, and next weekend will be the return of hopefully two of my podcasts. If all works the way I hope it to. It is the return of Pixel Nation because Brian is, of course, the chair swinging freak is a little under the weather right now. And, of course, Red State, Blue State, because we are now in election year midterm central. And here we go again. Yes, the political theater is back.
Sharpen your weapons, people. This is where it gets dirty.
Yeah, here it's going to be fun, and I say that with sarcasm intended. Of course, we recorded WLTI Live, the best and worst of everything, with Jim, with Gordon, and Chico, talking about the year in reality and game shows. And if I could just bring in just one man for 1 second. Jim, when is the next Hot Stove edition of Touch 'Em All going to be happening, if you're there?
Oh, thank you for plugging that. You are such a kind-hearted sir, smirk. the next Touch 'Em All podcast is probably going to be in about a week and a half, 2 weeks from now, because we have a lot to cover. Shinsu Chu, I've been trying to say it five times fast and failing miserably. Dude got paid to go to Tejas. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, among other interesting tidbits, the Hall of Fame class of 2014, and make no bones about it, there will be a Hall of Fame class of 2014. We'll at least have one, probably two or three, getting into the class. There will be no shutouts this year. And any other Hot Stove off-season moves and such, including maybe even we'll get into a little media speak, because the Cubs may be off their heritage station. The Phillies just got paid a nice ransom to stay with Comcast. So a little media ease for you as well, perhaps, on the next Touch 'Em All. So be listening. Listen! And Clifos Magnificos!
Right, and who wants to plug the big football show, Wild Card Weekend? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, let's just say, first of all, may the best team win between the Saints and the Eagles.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, boy. That's right. We've got the muckamuck and we've got the chief
engineer. It's muckamuck versus, I won't say the reverse of that because that's inappropriate.
Yeah, it's a Chenier Williams Bowl weekend.
That's right.
That's right.
Brought to you by Tasty Cake.
Hey, don't hate on Tasty Cake.
I wasn't, you silly nanny.
But we'll be talking about that on the BS
Big Show. Anyway, BS Big Show, it should be all caught up by next week. We'll be dipping into Wildcard Weekend and the Divisional Round, et cetera, et cetera. We also did a special game night where we did our games, and all fun was had with a one-time only of a British import.
Indeed.
Although you can't understand what the hell you're doing.
Yes. Hirsch chips are delicious, by the way. Yes,
sorry, my Klaus.
Hey, I thought only Connect worked well. Only because my team won, and I had...
Yeah. And we also got to plug this, Jim. You and I will be back with a certain other, now Staten Island person.
We're going to flush it. We're going to flush it. Down the tubes, coming back.
Double shot starts next week.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be doing double shots of that for probably a whole month to catch it up.
You will listen, and we will do it live.
Yeah. We'll have a special tribute to unfortunate passing of a wonderful actor, James Avery.
Uncle Phil, damn.
Uncle Phil, and of course, if for those cartoon people, the original voice of Shredder and Ninja Turtles back in the '80s.
Yep. And the voice of the Junkyard Dog in the Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling.
Yeah, that too.
Wow. See, and it all comes full circle.
Anyway,
back to you, Nikki, as Clem's is about to win the Orange Bowl.
Oh yes, and just for you, Jim, I know that you enjoy a lot of your other programs on CLW83.com.
I'm just glad none of them ponies showed up.
It's not funny. That is not funny.
Oh, that's very funny.
Oh, but
it's totally funny.
It's funny.
Like I said, Gene, we didn't miss you a goddamn bit.
Fuck you too, Williams. Fuck you
that's
too.
That's right. Yeah, Brooklyn. One Brooklyn per household. That's all.
Hey.
Don't make me do another New York apocalypse show.
Actually, I enjoyed that. So go for it.
So, yeah, Jason, Gene, pencil yourselves in for later in the month or early February. Because yeah, we need to send a lot of things to hell and back.
We're doing it again.
Yes. And by the way, like this weather. Seriously.
Negative what?
It's time for the sequel that nobody asked for.
Shane, we didn't forget about you, man, but you usually don't have anything to promote.
No, I don't have anything to promote, but I just thought, you know what? The hell of it. I'm going to promote Old School Raw. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tune into Old School Raw this Monday where the fans are actually there live, not taped over again and again and again. Whoa. That's right. Fuck you, Dixie.
Yes.
And next week's show, we're going to have a little bit of bonus stuff. I have already promised one of our panelists next week will be Chris Waters, who is going to have the privilege of seeing NXT in person.
Yay.
And I think I've got also might pencil in a date for when we're going to have another New York apocalypse.
I have a request for Chris if he's going to go watch NXT.
He's not going to bring you Emma or Paige.
God damn it. I'm telling you right now, Chris, get a big ass sign that says Paige needs to be on main roster of WWE now.
I might do that. Paige. I'll do that next time I have a good seat. I don't have the best seats right now for it.
That's the reason why I said take a big sign.
Okay.
Actually, Chris, just bring a sign that says, who the hell is Buddy Murphy?
Oh, don't you start that again. I'll personally fly there. And I'll thank you, NXT, for killing a great Australian wrestler with a crap name.
I would pay the money just to watch you jump in the ring and say that. I would fly to Florida for that. I would fly back to Florida for that because I have at least two different couches I can crash on.
And then Jim will pop on and say, now don't say that.
a program we do. No, people.
Yeah, you might as well have called him the Aussie Pony, although you might have lost Jim Williams as a listener.
They do not have ponies in Aussie Land. They do not have My Little Ponies. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Did I mention that Biggie Langston's going to have a good year?
Yeah! Yeah. Why don't you go out on walkabout, Nikki? How about that?
Here's my 2014 prediction. Jim gets an aneurysm.
No, hey, not cool.
No.
I would expect nothing less out of Gene, so I don't take offense.
And besides...
I take two offenses.
No, and we just know eventually you will embrace the pony.
Yeah, Gene, you will eventually embrace the pony.
Yes, just
show's supposed to be over by now.
Yeah, yes, Jim. Just like Daniel Bryan did, you will join the pony family.
My dad
just
there
we go.
No.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. And we brought it full circle. Nikki, get us out of here.
Come on.
Wow.
For Jason Block, for Gene fucking Aguilera, for Shane Beeman, and before Jim Williams kills me, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. We're out of here.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.